fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena, Penelope Noir, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very good. We were just complaining about how hot it is at the moment, though. Although not today. It's nice and cool outside for now. What are we talking about on fashion this morning?
Well, I thought we could talk about the tutu because I went to the ballet.
Ooh, culture.
I always like to say the ballet.
It's like saying the theatre. You can't say it any other way, really.
I went to the ballet last week.
What ballet did you go and see?
I went to the Royal New Zealand Ballet of Hansel and Gretel.
Oh, cool.
And I was like completely and utterly blown away. For people who don't know, well, everyone knows the story of Hansel and Gretel, but Claire Cowan is the first female composer to have been commissioned to write the music.
That's amazing.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I was like, you know, watching it, and it's very much like, for me, it felt like I was watching like a Tim Burton cross with Willy Wonka.
Oh, wow.
Cross with the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
And the music was like, it was just really good. Like, normally you go to the ballet, and it's kind of quite traditional, you know, for the ones that I've been to anyway.
Yeah.
You know, they are kind of like, you know, the Nutcracker and all that kind of thing.
You get your orchestral score and you've got the music that everyone knows.
This one kind of had like a little bit, you know, had some jazz elements, some kind of cabaret elements. And so it was really, really cool. And I was like thinking a lot about the costumes because I was thinking, you know, like with ballet, you've got to have, there's a lot of movement.
Mm.
And there was one section where the dancers were wearing tutus,
mm-hmm.
you know, which is very traditional. Mm. So it was like these modern kind of costumes. And I kind of don't want to give away what the costumes were because they were so cool that I just want everyone to go to this ballet. And it's on till, I'll give it a plug, it's on till the 14th of December.
Cool.
And it's at Aotea Centre. And I highly recommend it.
I feel
if you're
like,
seeing offence.
Costuming is such a big part of ballet.
Yeah.
Like it's such an exciting part of if you go.
Well, it,
well,
it is like
many,
going to the theatre or anything like that. It's all about kind of world building or getting you into this narrative and stuff. Costume is so crucial for that. Yeah.
And I mean, we have to remember too with the ballet that it's telling the story through dance. So
totally.
You're not actually getting, you know, so you've actually got to interpret the costumes and the sets.
Yeah.
And the lighting.
Yeah.
And I think that's why this one blew me away because I just thought it was done so well.
That's
awesome. That it kind of invokes the horror and everything.
Well, it sounds like a lovely Christmas festive thing to do is go along to the ballet and see Hansel and Gretel. But what were you talking about with the tutu?
Well, I kind of like was thinking, well, it's kind of a weird thing, you know, if you think about
it.
And every little girl has pretty much learnt ballet or wanted to be a ballerina and at least wanted a tutu, I think, you
mm-hmm.
know, because they are quite romantic. So I thought, oh, I'm going to check this out. So they were debuted in 1832 with a Swedish ballerina called Marie Taglioni at the Paris Opera. She was performing in La Solfège. And, you know, ballet had been around for quite a long time. It was kind of invented in the Italian Renaissance court in the 15th century and then continued on by Catherine de' Medici. She was kind of the patron
mm-hmm.
in the 16th century. She was the wife of Henry II of France. And then, of course, Louis XIV, he himself was a, you know, really into dancing and he was like, he played roles in his own kind of ballets at the court and all that kind of thing. Typical.
There was such a thing that like royal people used to do, like they'd insert themselves into plays that they'd put on at the court or the ballet and stuff. It must be so annoying for people going, like, oh, we're going to watch this amazing performance. Oh, God, the king's put himself in it again.
Yeah, he's useless, but here he is again. But
anyone
guess,
has
like,
to clap nicely, like, oh, yes, well done. Yeah,
I guess they kind of like didn't have, you know, that was the entertainment. Like, you know, with Louis XIV especially, they were confined to court, so they couldn't go anywhere else.
Oh, God.
So it was kind of like, well, why not be part of this? But so it's quite interesting that tutus weren't invented until quite a lot later.
Yeah.
And it was ultimately so that you could see the woman's ankles when she danced. Because, you know, the footwork got more and more intricate. Like once it moved from the court to the stage, which was, you know, kind of in about the late 17th century. But it was, I guess we know ballet from the, you know, around the 1862. And that's when, like, the romantic kind of dancing kind of eventuated with Tchaikovsky and stuff. Well, that was kind of more like late 1870s and stuff. But this romantic style tutu was down to the ankles and still big hooped. And unfortunately, in 1862, there's a famous story about a dancer who was on stage and went too close to the stage lamps and the skirt caught fire. And
oh, God.
Yeah, so really awful.
Yeah.
The classical tutu came in 1870. It was higher than the knee and they had fluffy knickers.
Knickerbockers.
Which makes me kind of think of like a duck? Swans, yeah. Or a duck.
Yeah.
Fluffy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so it was all like shawl and hoops and stuff like that. Tchaikovsky, Swan Lake, they shortened it even more because of the jumps and things like that. So it was that thing where they had to...
So it's like athletes wear. Yeah, it's being changed because of the physical nature of the dancing, not just when because of it, fashions, really.
Was it always like sticking out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was always hooped, and like the first one had 30... yards, which is almost, it's like 27.4 meters.
Wow,
of sticking straight out.
Well, the romantic ones, because they were longer, they actually were hooped and went out.
Yeah. So sort of like a bell shape.
Yeah, bell shape. So, you know, when you're dancing, it kind of went like
this, bounced up and down.
Feathers. I feel like now when I think about them, I almost think of just like a disc.
Not like
it doesn't, and it kind of doesn't cover anything.
Yeah, well, that was kind of like Swan Lake.
Yeah.
That ended up being called the pancake, and it was still held with loops and 10 layers of netting.
They must be quite heavy.
Yeah, well, in those days they would have been, but like 50s, like they became known as the powder puff.
Right.
And they were like, they didn't use hoops anymore because, of course, man-made fabric made it a lot easier to get them kind of sitting
stiffer,
up.
Yeah.
But when you think about it, it is pretty weird. It's like wearing, it's like ruffs, you know. It's oh, I've got this ruff around my middle at all, you know.
Because when they turned it into a pancake, I almost feel like that is makes it more difficult to dance with a partner, at least, if you're looking at like Swan Lake or something. Because then you've got this like meter around you.
Yeah.
If you go anywhere near the person.
I think that's the like amazing thing about watching anything in ballet, though, is it's all so difficult and they make it look extremely effortless. Even just standing on point is incredibly hard, and they just make it look like everyone walks around like that. Don't you do that at home? Isn't that not how you get around? It's so easy, but that's just not the case at all.
Yeah, and it's so weird when you do sit there and they're just like, you know, cruising across the stage on my toes, you know. It's like, oh my God, it's like, whoa. And I always, like, you know, when I was a kid, that's what I wanted to do,
My mum told me I wasn't going to do ballet for several reasons. I think she sort of objected to it. I'm kind of glad I didn't do ballet, although I think it's beautiful and amazing. I did Scottish Highland dancing instead.
Oh my God, that sounds amazing.
It's mostly because right at the end of our street was a hall that had like Highland dancing lessons for like a dollar, and me and my best friend at primary school used to go together and just walk up the road and do it, and it was mint. You got to like dance with swords and stuff. So all my friends who were doing ballet, they were like, yes, we've just learnt pliés, and I'm like, I'm playing with swords. Right, it was great. Cool. Great for an angry little tomboy like me. So.
Can you still perform that dance?
I think if I've had enough lubrication, perhaps, on a Friday night, maybe.
Awesome.
Bagpipes will always make me cry, though. Thank you very much. When's Hansel and Gretel on until again?
Until the 14th of December. And, yeah, I really recommend you check it out. The costumes are amazing.
Fantastic. Thank you, Penny.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.